the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Farmers who believe they had crop damage from off-target dicamba between 2015 and 2020 can now submit claims. The claims period began on December 29th, and the deadline to submit those claims is May 28th, 2021. It's part of a $400 million settlement announced last June that's designed to compensate farmers for field losses resulting from off-target dicamba crop damage. To fill out your claim, go to dicambasoybeansettlement.com. China will release more meat from its state reserves to boost supply, according to a Commerce Ministry spokesman, preparing for an unexpected jump in consumption over the Lunar New Year holiday. Agriculture.com reports the world's biggest pork consumer has been selling tens of thousands of tons of frozen meat from its reserves this month to rein in rising prices ahead of the mid-February holiday. Organic berry sales, including blueberries, topped more than $760 million in 2019, accounting for nearly 14% of total organic produce sales. As reported by ThePacker.com, blueberries were the number two commodity shoppers bought as always organic and the number three item purchased organic some of the time of those studied by the Organic Fresh Trends of 2021. 14% of blueberry buyers say they always select organic, and more than a third say they choose organic fruit some of the time. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.